But we're not going to find common ground by focusing on these individual, these myopic, narrow solutions. We're going to find common ground by talking about what is most important to us as a community. We laid out a set of priorities that we think are really important. Let's reclaim more property in downtown. Let's unify downtown and the Hill, the two most robust economic engines. Let's make sure that the system, the transportation system, includes mass transit. Because at the end of the day, we know from our work on the Hill and in downtown that parking is one of the most challenging economic development barriers in the city. So we need to do more to encourage and to minimize the number of cars that require, structured parking in our city. So I think there are a lot of remarkable opportunities for all the stakeholders on each side of this discussion to find common ground. But we're going to find it, one, by getting facts. Right now, there are a lot of facts that we don't have. For instance, we have no idea what kinds of eminent domain is going to be required for the New York State DOT if they were to build a bigger, wider highway through the heart of the city. What pieces of property would need to be taken? How big would the right-of-way need to be? What buildings would be demolished? What parts of neighborhoods would be dislocated? And the same goes for suburban locations where changes to interstate interchange structures might be required. Those are questions that we need answers to if we're going to make smart decisions. Moreover, I think there's been no street-level traffic analysis that's been done at this point to understand the impact that a bigger elevated highway would have. What would the ingress and egress points be if a tunnel were to be built? How would people get out of the tunnel into our downtown, or would they be forced to bypass our downtown altogether? And likewise, what kinds of safety, walkability, pedestrian impacts, and safety impacts would there be from a boulevard, right? We don't want a scenario where an at-grade boulevard creates more traffic problems in our downtown. But I also don't believe that an at-grade boulevard needs to create traffic problems in our downtown. The job of the New York State DOT and the federal DOT, from my perspective, is to respond to our desires as a community, not for us to respond to the schematics that they've put in front of us at this point and be forced to choose from the lesser of all options.